Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wait it out, it all falls down. I'm telling you, it all falls down. Oh, wait it out.
Y'all can't handle the truth.
I'm telling you, it all.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Matthew 5:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications. Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Verse 20. These are the things which defile a man. In this episode, we are going to examine how our thoughts can defile us and how we can overcome our evil thoughts. We welcome you to join us as we examine the scriptures to address these issues. That is, if you can handle the truth.
All right. Shalom, everybody. Most High in the name of Christ bless you. Welcome to another episode of our show. As you heard in the intro, we're going to be going over evil thoughts today. And my name is Hashi Yug, and with me is my brother, Aban. Aban, say something.
Hey, shalom, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. We hope to edify the people on this touchy subject today, if it's the Lord's will. And greetings.
All right, we also got the brother, Dawa Yug, is going to be with us also, but he's running a little late. So soon he comes in, you'll be aware of it. But to address the topic that we're going to be dealing with, evil thoughts, because this topic can go in so many directions. Dawiel is the one that's really going to go into the topic. It's his topic, but we're going to start and build on some things concerning this topic. One of the things that I was meditating on when he was telling me about the topic is that a lot of people in society base things by their thoughts and not by scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's like a main thing going on. A lot of times you talk to people concerning scriptures or concerning things spiritual, and the things they tell you has nothing to do with the Bible.
Yep.
But it has to do with, I guess, their own feelings and how they feel.
Exactly.
You know, and what they feel is right.
Hey, can I read a scripture that says exactly what you were saying?
All right, sure.
We're going to start at Jeremiah 7:23.
Okay.
And it says, you get it? Okay.
Yeah, I'll read it.
All right. Thank you, bro.
Let me go with my glasses here. Jeremiah 7:23. But this thing commanded I them, saying.
Okay. So that's old English, but what if you want to put it new ways, it just says, but this thing I commanded them. That's just the difference between old English and new English. All right. So just read that. Start from the top again.
But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearken not.
So that the people had to do, all we had to do, was just walk in all the ways of the Lord, obey his voice, and he would be our God, and we would be his people. That's all we had to do. That's all we had to do.
Exactly.
It's real simple. Real simple. We didn't have to go on no quest like Jason and the Argonauts and all them stuff from all the so-called mythology, that fiction stuff. All we had to do is obey his voice. But what did we do? And what do people do even now today? Verse Jeremiah 7:24.
but they hearken not, nor incline their ears, but walk in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward.
Okay, so instead of over time getting more and more religious and closer to God, we just mess up more and more and get farther from God because, what, we go into our own minds, or, you know, I want to be a player and a pimp, and Iceberg Slim and all these other authors and books and Bishop Don Juan and all these other cats, they know how to be, so I'm going to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a husband of one wife like the Bible says, you know, like God says. You know, so that's how we go into our evil thoughts, you know. But that was about it.
Okay, that makes the point, too. That makes an excellent point, because like we were saying, and by the way, Brother Dawa Yard is here. Dawa Yard, say something to the people before we continue.
Yeah, slow, everyone. Sorry, I arrived late.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we were saying basically is that, you know, a lot of people in modern society, you know, when you talk about God and you talk about Bible, or you talk about anything spiritual, instead of coming with the Bible, they come with their own thoughts and ideas and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And their faith is based on their thoughts or thoughts of their pastor or thoughts of other individuals. But what's in the scriptures, they're not dealing with that. They're not dealing with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something we really got to be careful about, because that's considered wicked. I want to read an example of someone that did that, that went with their own thoughts, and then I'm going to give it to you, brother.
Yeah.
This is the book of Acts. Acts, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start right at the point, verse 20.
Acts chapter 8, verse 20.
Because what was happening here, to give everybody a quick catch-up, because, you know, for time's sake, I'm not going to read the whole story. There was this guy, Simon. This guy was a witch. And he seen Peter and the other apostles casting out demons, casting out evil spirits from people, and doing the work of the Most High, you know,
mm-hmm.
through Christ.
Mm-hmm. And giving people the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. So he wanted to be able to do that, but he wanted to be able to buy it. He went into his own mind and thinking that he can buy it, instead of finding out what were the proper steps to take to have that type of power.
Yeah.
So this is what Peter said to him. Verse 20.
Acts 8, verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
So it was just a thought in his head. He didn't know it was wicked. But he, in his mind, he think, well, the way to get this gift, I'm going to just give you some money, and I'll be able to do the same thing.
That's like drug dealers, man. They take and start giving to preachers and stuff, and think that they're going to get some favor from the Most High because they gave to this church.
You know, they think they're going to get salvation. They're going to be right with the Most High because they gave money. Well, check out what Peter say, verse 21.
Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee.
So check that out. Perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Repent, because what you thought in your mind wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people do. They think in their mind, yo, Christmas is fine. I can worship Christmas. Easter's fine. I can worship Christmas. I can worship Easter. But that's the thought. You think that's fine.
But
when you go into the Bible, it's not fine.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be justified by your thoughts, but you're going to be justified by following what's written in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys start off with Matthew 16?
Nah, we didn't. We read
it as an intro, but we didn't.
Because it wasn't the intro.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring it out anyway.
Okay.
Let's go to Matthew 15. Just want to bring out a couple points in that before we move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dealing with evil thoughts is what we're dealing with here today, evil thoughts. So just keeping in mind everything that the brothers brought out already and what I'm about to go into, it's all dealing with evil thoughts in our imaginations. Evil spirits, it's all about the same thing, reprobate mind, evil spiritual mind, it's all the same thing. Because anything that's against or contrary to the word of God is not right. And that's the thoughts that we're dealing with, evil thoughts. So anything that is contrary to the Bible, we're not supposed to give into that spirit. All right, so we're going to start at St. Matthew chapter 15.
Okay.
And verse 18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man.
All right, so when you see here, when you start at verse 18, you see that what come out of the mouth, those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. So it's coming forth, the heart is referring to the mind, because that's where your thoughts are. So where it says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, in verse 19, let's go back to verse 18 again.
Mm-hmm.
But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. So it goes to show you, defile means unclean,
mm-hmm.
right? So your thoughts are not right with God. Your thoughts are unclean, mm-hmm. just like the scripture prior to this, what we just read in Acts 8. His mm-hmm. thoughts was not right with God.
Yeah, exactly.
So that makes you unclean in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you clean is now you start cleaning up your mind. How do you clean your mind? By reading these scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
But these evil thoughts that pop in our mind are contrary to the word of God. Some of these thoughts, some of the attributes that he brings out is thoughts of what? Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because people in your mind, you're thinking of murder. Because you had that thought in your mind first before you went forth and committed the act of murder. And the same thing with adultery. Come on, man. Before we even knew God, a lot of us sitting here today, and a lot of members that's in the church, used to commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
So we had thoughts of looking at another man's wife and want to sleep with her and then actually act it out. You see? And those evil thoughts, we checked it out the door, we wanted to follow through with it. But it all starts with the thought process. Same thing with fornication. Because adultery falls under fornication. It's a form of unlawful sex. So we have men out here today sleeping with men. They have the thought and the desire to like men. Just like women, they have the thought and desire to like women. Right? But these are evil thoughts. That's fornication. Bestiality, that falls under fornication. You see? So these thoughts that people have in their mind, they want to sleep with sheep, they want to sleep with horses, they have these thoughts and these images in their mind, and then they follow through with sleeping with these animals.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a form of thought, the thought process, the evil thoughts. And this is what we're trying to examine today, because all of us, you know, that's in the church understand that we get these thoughts. We get thoughts that are wicked. But if we don't want to follow through with them, we got to try to clean those thoughts up and not engage or even ponder on those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually we're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker, and then we're going to give into the thought, and then we're going to fall into what? Just like you read in Acts 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man, he wasn't right with God, so he needed to repent. You need to clean up your act.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do. We got to clean up our thoughts.
There was one more thing I wanted to get on that, unless you have something you want to, because it goes into people in this society and world dealing with thoughts and how the Lord feels with it.
Just let me finish out verse 19.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
Read 19 one more time for me.
For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts,
mm-hmm.
murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts.
Stop here. So thefts now.
Uh-huh.
So we got people that steal. People think about stealing before they go steal. We got small-time criminals that steal candy bars from stores. You know what I'm saying? They might even pickpocket people or whatever. But then we got some people that really come up with a plan on how we're going to rob this bank, okay? They come up with plans on how they're going to rob a pawn shop or a diamond district or exchange or whatever you want to call it. They rob these different establishments. We got some people that break into homes. They steal art. Professional thieves, man.
Mm-hmm.
But they got these thoughts, and then they come up with a master plan. They fulfill these evil thoughts out.
Mm-hmm.
But you can repent from those thoughts. If you was once an individual that did these things, you can repent and get right with God. But there's some people that have these thoughts right now as we speak, and they have a chance to catch those thoughts and not act it out. And this is what the Word of God is talking about. And then we got some people that actually did repent from these actions, but yet they still got these thoughts now. So, you know, read on.
False witness.
So now we got false witness, just like with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, they set up false witnesses against Christ alive. They had to think about a plan. How are we going to get this man?
Yeah, it's like premeditated.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to think of the thought, and then they set up the false witnesses, and they went through with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But was that right with God?
No, absolutely not.
And then now the next word?
It's a whole process, too, when you look at these things. Because it's a,
It takes time. It's not just a thought that just goes in your head and boom, you're like a robot doing it. Mm-hmm. You sitting there and you thinking about how can I do it and get away with it.
Exactly. Wow.
You know, that's what makes it so devious and evil, man. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Next word?
Blasphemy.
Going right back to Christ again. They said it was blasphemy. They said he blasphemed what?
The Most High.
Because he said that he was like, they said that he said he was like God. Right? Mm-hmm. But we understand he was the Son of God, so he was like God. You see him, you see the Father.
Exactly.
But to them, they said it was blasphemy. Why? Because according to the scriptures, anything that's against the doctrine is blaspheming the doctrine. Mm-hmm. It's blaspheming God. If you lying against these scriptures, going against, like for instance, a man sleeping with a man, then you got people in church, there's churches set up, we say this all the time, that homosexuality is accepted in these churches. Then we got probably a gay or lesbian speaker or priest or teacher teaching that it's okay. Are they blaspheming the word of God?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So this is an example so people can understand. First, you had the thought of putting the class together, and then you sat up on the podium and you taught these evil thoughts, and that was created in your mind.
Exactly.
You're blaspheming the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we gotta definitely take heed to.
Yeah. Let me add on a little to that too, mm-hmm. because. Like the example with where you talk about they said that Christ blasphemed.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with that, if they was to examine the scriptures, they would have knew that he wasn't blaspheming because they would have knew who he was.
Exactly.
Because the scriptures was the evidence that he was who he said he was.
So how is that a lie?
Exactly. So the mistake was that they didn't examine the scriptures, mm-hmm. and that's the same thing other people do when they saying things concerning the scriptures.
Exactly.
They're not examining the scriptures.
So they're the ones blaspheming and calling you a blasphemer.
Exactly.
They're not really understanding that they fall into the category of what the word blasphemy really means.
Yeah.
Because they're not examining the scriptures, like you said, that's a great point. That is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one more thing. I know the point is laying down on the ground, motionless, but I just saw it twitch. So I'm going to kick it. I'm gonna beat it until it's really dead.
Okay.
All these evil thoughts, these murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies,
mm-hmm.
all of these things are against the scriptures.
Yes, sir.
But this passage of scriptures is used by some people to say, see, not what you put in your mouth, but what comes out your mouth defiles.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I can eat whatever I want to.
Exactly. I can eat whatever.
But when you eating whatever you want to, you are going against the scriptures, just like murder, adultery, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. So it's not the actual eating of it per se. It's you coming up with the thought that you can eat whatever food you want, regardless of what the Bible says, and then going on and doing it. That's defiling you as well.
You know what proves that to be a false interpretation of that scripture too?
Mm-hmm.
Because when Christ was saying this, who else was there? We had Peter there.
Yep.
Then when you go into Acts the 10th chapter, 10 years after Christ passed away, Peter get the vision of the unclean fools coming down from heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say? He said,
no, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean.
Exactly.
So obviously Peter didn't interpret it the way that they were interpreted, because 10 years later, he's still not eating anything unclean.
Yeah.
And even at that time of the vision, he didn't eat it, because it was just showing him that there was brothers coming from Corinth. Or was it Corinth? Cornelius.
They were so-called Gentiles or cast out or rejected Israelites because they had been scattered. That was the point.
And
that's what made them unclean.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't talking about food. It was talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was made that he didn't eat unclean food.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
When he was here with Christ 10 years before that, approximately 10 years before that, and Christ said this, so obviously that's not what Christ was talking about.
Exactly.
And that's what people gotta see. Examine the scriptures, what the brother just brought out, and see if it's so.
Go ahead, bro. Yeah.
No, you want to bring out a point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, go to let's go to 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Verse
First Corinthians chapter 3.
Read verse 19 for me.
Alright. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
Alright, so when you look at a scripture like this, because that's what it is, a lot of people are going by their own wisdom and trying to break down scriptures and explain the Bible and explain what God likes, what God don't like. And they're going into their own wisdom and they're not dealing with the Bible. Mm-hmm. But God is telling you, look, your wisdom is foolishness. You don't know me. You don't know me. How are you going to break down what I like and what I dislike? Mm-hmm. That's why there's another scripture that says, how are we going to know what God likes and what he dislikes unless he sent his Holy Spirit and tells us?
Exactly.
And that's what he did. He sent his Holy Spirit upon men that were righteous men to write these books so we know what he likes and what he don't likes, and we don't have to go into our own mind. That's why people are justifying saying that you can be a homosexual. Why? Because this world is saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This world is saying you were born that way. There's a gay gene and all that. That's the wisdom of the world. But when we look at the Bible, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
This world is saying it's okay to do Christmas and all that. But when we look at the scriptures, that's the wisdom of the world. That's not the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go by the wisdom of this world and try to know God through that, because God says the wisdom of this world is foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read verse 20 for me.
Verse 20. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain.
So their thoughts are vain.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High knows all these thoughts that people have and trying to say, well, the reason why the scriptures say you can't eat pork is because there was no refrigerators back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can't do it. That's your, where are you getting that from? That's an evil, that's your own thought. There's no scripture that say that. The Most High said, because eat it not the cud. I forgot how it's worded.
Chew the cud and divide it. Wait a minute. It's cloven footed.
Yes.
And divide it the hoof. But he too, if not the cud.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so of this,
unclean.
He's unclean. Not because there's no refrigerators.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And not because we live in a different time now where it's acceptable and you can eat anything. Not because of your false interpretation of the scriptures and thinking you eat anything now. Well, then go eat, like I always say, go eat a poisonous snake, go eat a poisonous spider, and first pray over it and just eat it.
Exactly.
It doesn't work like that, because those same foods fall underneath the unclean foods as well. So if pork is clean, well, then the poison, venom, and different things that's in these different animals that anyone could just eat will be clean to you too. Eat that. I dare you.
Yep, that's it. Okay.
That's all. That's all.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Romans chapter 1 real quick.
Okay.
You know, dealing with this topic, you got to hit Romans 1. All right. And we mentioned some things that we're going to bring out anyway. And let's start at, I don't even know where to start, to be honest.
1 and 2.
Let's start at verse 21.
Okay, Romans 1, starting at 21. Because that
was... Verse 18.
18?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's start there.
Romans 1, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
So you got to start there, you know. Because just like you just said, and just like what we all just brought up about people that hold the Bible and they still teach what? They teach that a man can sleep with a man. They teach that women can sleep with women. They teach that you can eat pork. Just everything we just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's read verse 18. Read it one more time.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yeah, you hold this Bible in unrighteousness. You're teaching this Bible in lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All these things that you're teaching according to your mind, not according to Scripture, and you're teaching people this, the Most High says this is ungodliness and this is unrighteousness of men. Okay? Because you hold this Bible. But guess what? The Most High says he's going to reveal, it says, for the wrath of God, I mean, he's upset, he's angry, is going to be revealed from heaven against you for teaching these false things, because these things are not in the scriptures. But yet you teach that you can eat pork. You teach that homosexuality is accepted. You teach that Christmas is accepted, Thanksgiving and Easter and all these things that are accepted. But according to God, you're holding this Bible, and this Bible is true, but you are teaching things and lies, you know, mm-hmm. in your own mind. Mm-hmm. Because this is what you enjoy.
Exactly.
Right? So let's read verse 19.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them.
No different than Eve, brother. Did Eve not know better?
Of course.
Before she ate that fruit?
Of mm-hmm. course.
Okay. Adam knew better, too, when she presented it to him.
Didn't the whole nation know when that fire came down on the mount?
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. so when people, you got to understand, people, the Most High God, because these are, this message is going to those that do know. Mm-hmm. Because there's some of us, we know a lot of things from this Bible, still more stuff we're learning. But there's people out there, they do know too. They know, you know it ain't right that you cheating on your wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know it ain't right to touch that little boy and have sex with a little boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the word of God is going out through us. The word of God is going out through other people in the four corners of the earth. So this word is going out. So a lot of people do receive this knowledge and this understanding. Mm-hmm. But yet they reject it just like Eve did. They reject it just like Adam did. And a lot of times we reject it in our lust and we got to repent and get right with God.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So this is the message that needs to go out to the people. Because in Israel knew better. They had the law. They knew better. But yet they rejected it because they want to serve the Son God. They want to be like the other nations and walk in lewdness and commit fornication and all these different things because that's what they enjoy. So they didn't want to hear what the Most High had to say. And this is what's wrong with us. That's why the world is the way it is now. The way it's operating now is because they don't want to do what God is telling them to do. Read verse 20.
For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
You want to make a point on that?
Yeah. Well, it's saying what we've been saying, because the Most High's word is here. That's why you don't have no excuse, because He told you.
Exactly.
It's right here in the scriptures. So how are you going to say that, well, I can be a homosexual when the scriptures clearly tell you you can't do that?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. How can you say I can commit fornication when the scriptures clearly tell you can't do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or eat unclean foods when it clearly tells you can't do that?
Exactly.
But you decide to follow your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. That's like you can't see like the Most High flexing His muscles,
exactly,
and working out and casting this planet all over here, making it. You can't see all that stuff, but you see the sun going down and coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You see the trees. Matter of fact, I had this plant, this Japanese maple, in my backyard. This dude came by. He was mad because is one of my, you know, everybody got to have one neighbor in their life that they just is bugged out. The guy cut the tree down, and it was about 12 inches, little sapling, cut all the leaves off of it. I thought this thing was dead.
Mm-hmm.
It started raining. It rained like 5 days in a row, and the sun came out for 3 days. And then when I was on my way back over here this morning, I walked out there and looked. It's an inch and a half of new branch and some leaves on there. I'm like, man, I'm considering digging this thing up because it's dead. But the Most High, that's the glory and power of the Most High, to take mm-hmm. something that looked dead
mm-hmm.
and make it grow and bloom.
Exactly.
All right? But we can't actually put like a description or, you know, a specific category or something on it, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's His eternal power and His Godhead. All the things that happen. And we see that every day, just like the scripture says, how foolish are all men that see things the Most High created.
That's what I want to go on to,
and then worship them like they gods instead of acknowledging by the beauty and power of these things that were created by Him,
mm-hmm.
how much more powerful and awesome is the One that made them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we don't, and it was given. You know, that understanding was given, so we don't have any excuse, especially if we digging through these scriptures. You know what I mean? We're supposed to be like, yeah. So, like, okay, why, let's say, would we have any excuse if after we got this class, finished teaching this class right now, We set up an altar to the sun god.
Oh, my goodness. There is no excuse for it because we're teaching you.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But there's a great point I'm glad you brought out. Because Hashia was right what he said, but I'm glad you brought it out like that, because when you read verse 21, read verse 21 more time before we go into 21.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Yeah, because like you said, because when you look out, you see the window now, you see the clouds.
Yeah, the sun going down
right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We know who created that. Mm-hmm. The Most High God created that. But how do we know that he created that?
Because we believe, and we see it in the Word.
That's what I want to hear, because we see it in the Bible, and we believe it. And then we look in the sky, and we see that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And he created it. But a lot of people are serving the moon god, the sun god, the wind, the water, the earth god. You know, the goddesses of the earth. They're serving the sun and all these different things and going into astrology, the planets that he made when you study and look at the planets. So they start studying that and worshiping that.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is God is saying, I created that. You see? I created that. So like he said, just because you don't see God, you don't see him flexing his muscles, you don't see him in front of you, you got to have faith because the Bible says that he created that.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you worshiping that again?
Exactly.
Why are you into Mother Nature again?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And there's evidence of it because, you know, part of what I was saying, like when you look at verse 19, it tells you, for God has showed it unto them.
Yeah.
You know, he tells us in the scriptures certain things, you know, he tells us in the scriptures, then there's artifacts and things they found that prove that what he said in the scriptures did happen.
Exactly.
Like, for example, they found over there in the Red Sea, they found chariot wheels and things from the ancient Egyptians in the underneath, buried in the ocean with all types of stuff grown on it from being there for thousands of years.
Exactly, exactly.
So the evidence is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, like, there's things even within our body like blood. If you study blood, blood is such a fantastic thing, fluid, that they can't even explain. They can't even duplicate. They fully can't even understand blood, that sustains life.
Yeah, like, you know, how does that give us life and keeps us alive?
Yeah.
There's a creator that did that. You can't give that glory to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like individuals giving that glory to the sun. How did the sun do that? The sun didn't make blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's just foolishness, man.
So read verse 21, and it's going to show you that it's foolishness.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened.
Because... It's sad to say, and because the Most High is using this words, you are a fool. Why are you a fool? Because the Most High God gave us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, okay, which is going to make you smart, which is going to make you intelligent. But anything opposite of that, you become a fool. You're the definition of a fool. Because you want to believe what you want to believe, but you don't want to believe what the Bible. So he's calling, you don't want to believe what's pertaining in the Bible. So you want to believe what you want to believe. So you're a fool.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because the Most High God is wise. Man ain't wise. What makes us wise is having a mindset in the Holy Spirit on us that came from God, which was his knowledge that was given to us. That's what makes men wise.
Exactly.
But according to your own mind, according to theory, according to Satan and his doctrine, you think that's wisdom because that's what you're following. When you're not following what's in the Most High God and what is foolishness, it's going to the spirit of Satan. That's where it's coming from. But people, you don't want to see it as that. But that's where that spirit is coming from. We're going to go more into it. All right? So let's read on.
Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
So it's funny because how in the time of Israel, you can read all the stories of when Israel was ruling and then the Most High God came and took the enemy to go against them. Why? Because they didn't want to keep that wisdom. They became fools. Mm-hmm. Why did they become fools? Because they want to follow the other nations. They want to figure out how they serve their gods. The Most High said, don't inquire how they serve their gods. I don't want you to study or research how they serve their gods. I don't want you to keep none of their statues, none of their pictures, none of their artifacts that they, whatever, worship and sacrifice. I don't want you to study none of their things and have none of their images, their groves, or none of those things. But what did we do? We took it in anyway.
Man, we became impressed with their foolishness.
Exactly. And we studied it, and we got deep into it, and we thought we was wise, but we got deep into some crap.
Yeah.
We got deep into Satan and learning about Satan and how to worship him in our homes. We got deep into foolishness, how to go into the forest and cut down a tree and bring it and put it into our house, which is serving Satan. But the people don't want to believe that. That's going into witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
But when you study, you see that that's not in the scriptures. But what is in the scriptures is don't do that. But you want to study and inquire how the other nations serve their God, then you want to put Christ's name up there and put it in your home, and God tells us you're serving the sun god. You're serving Satan. But he'll set it up so pretty and make you, you know, embrace it with like your wholeheartedly and enjoy it and love it because he sets it up like that. He sets it up because he seduces you. It's a seduction right in front of your face, man. It's a trap. It's a snare. And guess what you're doing? You're running into the trap, the snare. You go and embrace it and love it. And then what's going to happen to you? You're going to have.
I was going to say you get stabbed through with many sorrows.
Exactly.
Because that's what a lot of people do. They see, like, a lot of them guys, like the ancient Babylonians, they were witches. The ancient Egyptians, they were witches.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, people get into certain Christian groups that are into witchcraft, but they use Christ. You know what I'm saying? They use Christ. People into voodoo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they use Christ in Roman Catholicism while they do voodoo and black magic and all that.
It's all witchcraft.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that. And they see some power in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's power in it because you're dealing with demons.
Exactly.
It's just like the ancient Egyptians when they were able to throw their staff down and have that turn to a snake, just like Moses did.
Exactly.
Why? Because they're dealing with witches and demons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see your power, but the power is not of God; it's of Satan.
Exactly.
So you've been bewitched because the scriptures tell us that even Satan can appear as an angel of light.
Exactly.
And that's how you've been bewitched. And that's what people do, man. They think because they have a certain type of power, oh, I have a power, I'm able to see things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that that's right? How you know whether it's right or wrong? Because you can see the future? No, the way you know it's right or it's wrong is by the scriptures.
Exactly.
And that's where people are falling off the horse every time.
Exactly. Because when they see the power like that, they're like, that got to be of God.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in Acts 8:18.
Yeah.
When they was bewitched by who? A sorcerer.
Yeah.
He had power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they was bewitched by it. But when true power came, when the disciples came, and they were teaching repentance, and they were putting their hands on people that were getting the Holy Ghost, and they were changing.
Casting demons off of them?
Yeah, taking demons and, yeah, purging demons out of them, casting them out.
Yeah.
That was the true power. When they took that demon off that witch, which had power, but they took the spirit off of her where the demon wasn't in her no more and she couldn't perform no more.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was the true power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we need to cast out that demon that's inside of us that's operating that way. You know, and that goes into Christmas and all that because that's all a form of witchcraft, man. Because you tune it into a power.
Exactly. Can I get a scripture that says that?
Yes.
Okay. 2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we probably should write that in that further up. Because it says that all that power.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians what?
I'll read it. 10. Now, you know, the scriptures, the whole entire Bible is the Word. It's divided into laws and commandments and testimonies of what happened to people that obeyed and what happened to people that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And to summarize it plainly, it's that we have to fight off what we like and replace it with what's right. So we have to get rid of those evil thoughts, and I don't mean to jump ahead, but we have to get rid of those evil thoughts, and that's a battle because we're all comfortable in living the way we used to live, you know, even though a lot of the times we know better. You know, so this is a battle, and this is what the battle is, and it's this 2 Corinthians 10, starting at 3, is going to say this. Read 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Okay, so the next time you have an evil thought of adultery, you're not going to go to the gun store or whatever and get a gun and just shoot yourself in the brain, splatter your brains all over the room because you had an evil thought. You're not using a carnal weapon like a gun. That's like that dude. Who was that singer, that young singer? He used to sing gospel. They signed him to a record deal. He started bugging out, tripping out. Then he gouged his own eye out with a letter opener because he was saying that eye had like satanic thoughts and it was having to do satanic things. This is about 5-6 years ago. Cassidy, I think his name was. But it's not a carnal warfare where we're using knives and guns and stuff like that. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual and are mighty through God, meaning obeying his word, to the pulling down of strongholds. The pulling down of a stronghold is what? That strong eagle talon grip, that thought of adultery or blasphemy or thieving or eating the wrong food or whatever got on your mind. And pull that down, okay? And this is going to explain it because, I mean, I can't say it better than the Bible. Read verse 5.
So you mean to tell me we don't have to learn martial arts and get guns and all that stuff? And
not unless you want to do brain.
Go marching down the street.
Yo, not unless you want to do brain fool on yourself. You know, because, okay, if you got an adulterous spirit on you, remember the scripture when you see that woman, or because if you are that much of an adulterous type of person, you're going to see a lot of women that satisfy that thought. But remember the scripture says, turn thine eye from a beautiful woman, lest thine heart incline unto her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what you have to remember. And pretty soon you're not even going to be looking at a woman like that because you know that if you do, you're going to start going into those thoughts. And that's how you battle that and fight that. All right? So read 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5.
Okay. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Well, the imaginations, that's the counsel or with your friends, your preachers or whatever telling you that's against the word of the scriptures. And it's what you think that's wrong. And every high thing, what? You just went over in Matthew 15, them high things like thefts, blasphemies, adulteries, you know, all these things. Well, you know what? We think about it, and then we justify it, figure out a way to not get caught probably, and then go do it. You know, we got to cast some things down. And why do we have to cast them down? Because they're are against the knowledge of God. Read on.
And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Okay, so that's basically what we have to do, and that's the condition of the battle. Are we going to think Christ-like, or are we not going to think Christ-like? Are we going to do what the scriptures say? Are we going to get rid of our evil thoughts? Are we going to think, what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just going to roll with it? Yo, baby, what's your name here?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to be, hey, you know what? The Most High hooked her up. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it.
I'm going to pull out two scriptures to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 6. We're going to hit both of them. And we're going to continue on with actually there's a couple spots that he just went over that we're going to bring it out a little bit more in Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 6. So let's start at Ephesians 2 first.
First verse?
First verse. Let's start there from that.
And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Stop there for a minute, even though we are jumping in a little bit, but still, this is very important because when you think about evil thoughts, you always got to think about how we get rid of them. So it connects anyway. and you have to quicken, because it's just talking about someone that's quickened is brought back to life. Okay, mm-hmm. So the scriptures tell you that anything that's quickened is brought back to life. Who were dead in trespassing and sin. So even like us three sitting here teaching this word right now, there was a lot of trespasses and sins that we were in that would have brought death into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The fornication, yep. And spiritual fornication and physical fornication. Because mm-hmm. we were worshiping the sun just like everyone else today.
Yep.
Okay, we were serving yep. Christmas and doing all kind of other wickedness too. And then when you look at our lives about how we didn't really have one woman and just was married to one woman and faithful to one woman. You know, we did whatever we wanted to do, stick and move, whatever the case may be. And we could have been dead in our sins by doing those things. So that's why we were quickened. We were brought back to life by the scriptures. And this is why we're trying to bring those that's out there back to life that fall underneath the category of trespasses and sins. So read verse 1 and 2 together.
And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, mm-hmm. wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world,
mm-hmm.
according to the prince of the power of the air.
So check that out.
Who is that?
Exactly. That's going into Satan. The prince of the power of the air is going to those wicked demons and those spirits. And when we go to verse 6, we're going to bring it out more where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. But when you look at this, it's letting you know that it's Satan, the prince of the power of the air. That's how it was operating.
Mm-hmm.
So let's read on.
You know, let me say mm-hmm. something on that too, because that's a heavy point, because it shows you, you're not in control of your thoughts because mm-hmm. Satan is controlling your thoughts.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to get back in control of your thoughts, mm-hmm. your thoughts have to be in line with the scriptures, because the scriptures is the defense. The Most High has given us a defense to fight against Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even realize that we in caught in a trick bag.
Exactly.
When we're chasing our lusts, we don't realize we're caught in a trick bag and that we're serving Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verse 2 one more time.
Wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air,
mm-hmm.
the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Mm. That's why the scripture is hot, because it shows you that it's a spirit that's taking over your mind.
Exactly.
There's a spirit, and it's not the Holy Spirit. Okay?
Nope.
It's the spirit of Satan. You have demons on you that's controlling your mind. And this is coming from Satan, directly from Satan. Anything that's contrary to the word of God, you have an evil spirit on you. That's why we're going to these evil thoughts, because it's those evil spirits that's in your mind that's controlling you. Just like with Eve, okay? She had the Holy Spirit. She had the understanding. But yet, that evil spirit came upon her. That evil spirit came upon her mind and gave her that evil thought. And she didn't fight it off. She gave it to the demon. Which mm-hmm. came directly from Satan. She was dealing with Satan. So that serpent that it was talking about Satan. Those spirits that was in her mind. So in her mind, she created this, you know what? I'm going to eat it anyway. Why? Because I'm going to benefit from it.
Exactly.
But what? God just told you don't eat it. But in your mind, Satan made you believe that there's a benefit behind it. Okay? You're gonna become one as one wise, knowing good and evil, just like God. So mm-hmm. he created that thought in your mind, and you disregarded what God already had gave you, which was the understanding.
That's a powerful mm-hmm. point, too, because whether people realize or not, everybody fits that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go into your sins, you're going into it because there is a benefit there for you.
Exactly.
Whether, you know, you're pleasing your lust,
mm-hmm.
which is the number one thing, is mm-hmm. you're fulfilling your lust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing something where you think you're getting some excitement from it, or you think you're gaining some fun, whatever it may be, you have a benefit there that you're chasing.
And we're all, I'm sorry to jump in, because we're all dealing with things that, like you said, we fit this scripture right here, because we're dealing with casting out these demons in us on a daily basis.
Exactly.
There's things we're finding out in us that we didn't even know was in us. I didn't even know I had a demon in me. Oh, man, I got to deal with that, too. I didn't even know that existed inside of me. I didn't even know I had that spirit on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The scriptures brought it out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when they go into anger, they don't know that that's an evil spirit. When mm-hmm. I can't be seeking vengeance mm-hmm. and grudging and bearing hatred and provoking people to anger and all that. All those things are wicked, man. You don't even realize it. You think you're cool. If somebody do this to me, I'm going to get them like this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Exactly.
And don't even realize it that, yo, mm-hmm. you're dealing with wickedness. You're mm-hmm. not in the right spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's because that's how you always operated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's heavy. So, so it says at the end, read the latter part of 2 again.
Okay, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
So that spirit, that evil spirit that's on you, he's letting us know that we're the children of disobedience. So when you fit this scripture, you know you're disobeying God's direct order. Mm-hmm. And this is what the whole people got to understand, because that's the whole message at the end of the day. Are we following the direct order of the Most High God, the decree that went out to us, the commandment that came out of his mouth to keep? Or are we being, are we underneath that spirit of disobedience, which is, are you operating in Satan? Are you that demon, that spirit that he put on you to follow? Read verse 3.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
See, right back to the mind, right back to the evil thoughts. You wanted to fulfill those thoughts, even though they was against the Most High God. Now, I still, this woman looks too good. I hear what the law said. I understand that. But Satan is telling me that, yo, she's going to do it better than your wife, okay? She's going to make you feel better than her, okay? This job ain't for you. I'm going to hook you up with a hustle where you can scam people, and you're going to make, you're going to be filthy rich. Even though it's against the word of God, God says get a job, you know, and that's how you're going to provide. The Most High tells us if we don't work, we shall not eat. We have to get an honest living. He says those that steal no more, right?
Exactly.
Get a job.
Exactly.
You know, labor with your hands. Get a job. But there's people out there that's committing such acts, like you said, of thievery, running out there, robbing people, doing whatever to get ahead. Because Satan put that thought in you to make more money. Just like hustling. Just like even that movie you told me about, The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that's making money illegally.
Yeah.
Right? But we understand, according to God, that Satan gave you that thought to scam people. Satan put that thought in you to get over on people and to get filthy rich on other people's miseries.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because Satan puts a spirit on you to operate that way. When these dudes say, yo, I'm getting money, you know, I'm flipping all these birds, I'm getting this paper, I'm getting this bread, right? Even these so-called pips out here, yeah, I'm pipping these hoes or whatever, getting this money. Don't you know that Satan put that plan in your heart? You thought you had set up a master plan on your own? Like, yeah, man, they don't build dudes like me. You know what I'm saying? I came up with this master plan on my own. Nah.
Wow.
Satan hooked you up with that thought that you could hustle and make all that money, just like Frank Lucas and all these other dudes that was doing it back in the day. And then we got the new Nino Browns and Frank Lucas today. And these little nickel and dime dudes out here getting money. Yo, Satan put that thought in you to go hit the block and get that paper, man. You didn't come up with that plan.
Yeah.
Because there's a spirit out there in the children of disobedience, man. Because it always starts with the mind. You ain't even know how to hustle until you see the movie. You ain't even know how to hustle until you see the other man hustle before you. You didn't know how to hustle until Satan seduced you and put it in your mind like, hey, yeah, that's a good idea. I ought to do that. Satan put that in your mind. Just like putting in King David's mind. When in his mind he already had a thought, yo, I want to sleep with Bathsheba. Look at her. You seen her taking a shower and he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was married, though. She was taken. But the thought went in his mind like, I got to have her. So let me come up with a plan on how I'm going to get her.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think put that plan on him? There was a demon on him. There was a spirit that went in his mind. And he said, oh, I got a plan. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
He didn't come up with that thought. Satan put that thought in his mind.
And he liked it.
It felt good to him.
Yep.
This thought was amazing. It's a great master plan, and I'm going to fulfill that thought out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Because we all fall into that category. We all get thoughts. So what are we going to do? You see? Read, actually, no. Let's go to Ephesians, unless y'all want to bring it up.
Ephesians 6?
No,
okay, yeah.
Ephesians 6. I'm bringing out some more.
Yeah.
So while you get in Ephesians 6, I want to read 2 Corinthians 10 one more time.
Okay.
The point that you read that I want to bring out. I'm gonna read 2 Corinthians.
You're 10. Right, let me read it for you.
Okay. Right. 2 Corinthians 10. I want you to read verse 4 and 5.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 10:4.
Mm-hmm.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yeah, because them strongholds is what we're going into right now.
Yeah.
Those going into those spirits.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's going to explain a little bit more in verse 5.
Yeah, those spirits that's putting those evil thoughts in our heads.
Exactly. So let's read verse 5, and it's going to explain it even more in detail.
Mm-hmm. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Stop there. So that high thing that it's referring to is talking about those demons and those spirits. Mm-hmm. And when you see the imagination and the strongholds, they're all connected. Because it's a spirit that's on you that wants to go against God. Mm-hmm. There's a spirit that you're fighting against. Read it again, verse 5.
Casting down imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Right back to the thought process again. Having a conscience, man. Understand that, yo, this is wrong. That thought that went in King David's mind, he could have caught it and said, yo, this is wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So let's go to Ephesians 6 now.
Okay.
And let's read verse 10
or
11?
11. Okay.
Verse
11.
Oh, we'll start 10 anyway. Read 10.
Oh, Ephesians. 6 and 10. Ephesians
10.
I'm in
2
Corinthians.
Okay, Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
So going right back to being ready to prepare yourself to be strong, like the scripture says, to be obedient to the thoughts of Christ and not giving in to the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So stay strong in the Lord, man. Remember, the things that we learn, we must remember. Like we brought out in the weekly Sabbath class about that's why we teach the same thing over and over to bring it to remembrance.
Exactly.
Because we got to keep remembering that what we're fighting against and what we're up against, these are spirits that we're dealing with, man.
Yeah, forgetting is a tool of Satan.
Exactly.
But let me... something I like to highlight in this scripture right here, because this scripture here is bad.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, I'm going to read it again. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
So it's telling us to be strong in the power of his might.
Exactly.
Not in our own might, but in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
So he's given us power. But we have to be strong in that power that he's given us. And this is right here. This is the power. This is our tool to fight against Satan. We have power.
Just like the scripture said, that this world, as we know it now, the power that they got, it says, from the prince of the power.
Of the air, yeah.
So letting you know that air that is referring to is going into Satan, going to those spirits. Well, I won't jump ahead. But yeah, going to the demons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's another power, like you just brought up.
Mm-hmm. That we have the access to. Through our Lord and Savior Christ. So it's telling us to be strong in that power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's telling us right here, verse 11.
Yeah, so this is the point I want.
Yeah, and this is that power that he's given us.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah, because those evil thoughts that you have, there's power in that. That's why it takes over people. That's why they fall into fornication. That's why they fall into idolatry, because there's a power that's over you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pulling you, and you're gravitating towards it. You know what I mean? You're embracing it with open arms because there's power there. It's like a magnet. It's like a force.
Mm-hmm.
There's an evil force that's drawing you to it. You know what I'm saying? There's a power in that because you enjoy something there. It's a seduction, and you just run into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a power. That's some heavy stuff.
You know what I'm thinking too? Let's say you got a sword, right? And you're getting ready to fight a dude. You got power. You got a sword in your hands.
Yeah.
So that's like Satan. Satan has power.
Yes, he does.
But this dude, somebody just gave him a shield.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me he ain't got no power now?
Yeah, he does.
That shield is power too.
It's able to defend
and protect him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a power. God has gave us a power against Satan. So we can't say we are defenseless against Satan. Exactly. That's a lie.
Exactly. So, read verse 12.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but against principalities, against powers,
mm-hmm.
against the rulers of the darkness of this world,
mm-hmm.
against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, so look at that word, high places. So when we looked at 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, where it says casting down imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. You see what I mean? So that high thing that it was referring to is referring to the spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, right? Principalities. That's talking about high-level demons.
Exactly. So these powers and these things and these high places, we got to understand we're dealing with spirits. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with strong, powerful spirits. And the only way that we could fight against these spirits and overcome it is by God, because that power is going to dominate the power of mm-hmm. Satan. Because it happened in the time of Moses, like you said, when they showed that power, when Moses dropped his rod and the Egyptians dropped theirs and their so-called power, the Most High ate theirs up.
Mm-hmm.
Their power couldn't hang with God. Their arms are too short to box with God. That's the only way that we could overcome mm-hmm. the power of Satan. But if you're into witchcraft and you don't know God and you try to find other forms and other ways to come up out of it, you're just going right back into more of the power of Satan.
Yeah.
There's more traps out there that Satan got set up. You know what I'm saying? You can't come up out of that, because the only way that you can come up out of it is through the true understanding of Christ. You can't go to these churches that don't have the true power.
Mm-hmm.
Because them churches are set up as Satan. They're not going to help you none. They're not teaching you how to get rid of that spirit that's on you. They're actually teaching you how to put more spirits on you.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's how come you have to come to the true understanding of what the true power is. Okay? Satan got many traps. Okay? Many traps out there to keep you hidden, to keep you away from the true doctrine. But once you get this true understanding, those demons could come off of you, man. Straight up. But you have to have the faith, and you have to keep reading these scriptures, and you have to understand, like you said, how to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And understand and get more knowledge on how to overcome the devil.
That's what Christ told the people when they was trying to say that he was casting out demons through the power of Satan. He's like, what? Satan can't fight against Satan. A kingdom divided against itself will not stand.
Exactly.
So how you going to go to Satan to cast out Satan? It ain't happening.
Don't make no sense, bro. It don't make no sense. So matter of fact, should we take a break? We're just rocking through because we need to take a break.
Well, I know, I was noticing that. You want to take a quick break? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
all right. Let's take a quick promo. We do one, and we'll be right back.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/the BOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake on Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/the BOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom.
All right, shalom, everybody. Welcome back to our show. We're going to continue discussing the topic of evil thoughts. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're ready, bro.
All right. Oh, okay. So, yeah, anyone that just tuned in or whatever, we're just going to evil thoughts on how to fight against the power of Satan. And like the brother brought out, we have a power which is of God. And of course, like I always say, if you're rolling in the spirit of Satan, your arms is definitely too short to box with God. You're not going to win. The only way that we can overcome the power of Satan is through these scriptures. That's the only way we can protect ourselves from Satan and get rid of these demons, is understanding what the Word of God is saying, and to cast off those evil thoughts and those evil imaginations through the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The only way not to give in to Satan, like Scripture says, if you don't give in to him, he's going to flee. You know what I mean? He can't win, because that's the power we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power to make the devil to run from us, to flee from us. As long as we understand what the knowledge of God is, Satan's going to run. Why? Because we're wise enough not to let him in our homes, in our heart, in our minds. So he's going to flee. He's going to find other bodies to go into, because you're casting him out and you're keeping him out. And the only way that we have the power to do that is through the Word of God.
Exactly. Because that's the armor. It's just like if you're wearing the armor and somebody tries to hit you or hurt you,
mm-hmm.
they're going to hurt their hands. How are they going to hit you? How they gonna penetrate the armor?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
We got the perfect example with Eve. The Most High gave her the word to protect her against Satan. Satan came.
Mm-hmm.
She left the word and did what Satan did and went after her lust.
Mm-hmm.
And then death came. But if she would have stood on the word, she would have been able to defend herself against Satan, and we would have had life eternal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, as long as we had continued to be obedient. And that's the thing we got to realize, is that Satan is coming with all type of different tricks and devices, the wiles of the devil, to get us away from the words of the Most High. But if we stay on track, then he can't penetrate.
Exactly.
Because that's our armor.
So we're going to get ready to try to sum it up now with some scriptures and bring it home. So we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. We're doing a lot of Ephesians today. Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse, there's a lot of Ephesians right here that I want to go to, but short for time. Let's go to verse 22. Let's get right to the point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4:22.
Mm-hmm.
That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Start at verse 20.
Okay.
We have to. Start there.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
Which we're trying to make sure people have learned Christ and really truly understand what Christ is. The image of Christ and the true understanding and knowledge of what Christ and who Christ is. Read on. Mm-hmm.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus.
Because when you read these scriptures, he comes in the volume of the book. All right, it is written of him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand that knowledge and that image of him is what we're supposed to follow. All right, not the image of the world. In the image of man, in the image of those spiritual demons that's put on these people that's coming from Satan. And then they put Jesus' name up there. These things we have to watch out for, because they're not being taught by Jesus Christ. They're being taught by Satan,
mm-hmm.
with Christ's name up there. So you got to be careful. Let's read on.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation,
mm-hmm.
the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts,
mm-hmm.
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man,
mm.
which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
See, right back to the spirit of your mind,
mm-hmm.
because we have to continue to repent. We have to continue to understand, how do we become this new creature? How do we become this new man? How do we do that? Because it starts with that spiritual mindset, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So to become a new creature again, it's like you got to get rid of that old data and you bring it in new data now. So it's going to take time to become this new creature, because you have to learn these scriptures. You have to understand what it is you're supposed to put in your mind now. You got to get rid of, you got to purge out everything else and get rid of it and start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do that? That's how come you have to read these scriptures and understand. If you learn one thing today, well, follow that one thing today. When you learn two things tomorrow, well, then now you know three things. Now put that in your mind. Now you got three things in your mind that mm-hmm. you're learning and you're fighting. Okay? That's how we start. We have to start from scratch. But a lot of people want to stay into the doctrine that they're in because they don't want to start from scratch, brother. They don't want to start all over again, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're too old and they're set in their ways and they're complacent. They don't want to start fresh. I want to just stay where I'm at. I don't want to hear that new doctrine. But it's not new. It's from the beginning.
Wow. Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
Let me highlight something on this too. Mm-hmm. Verse 23, it said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind,
mm-hmm.
like you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that to renew mean that if you renew in your mind, that means that the thoughts that you have got to be different from the thoughts that you used to have when you was the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thoughts you had when you was an old man was what?
Wickedness,
fornication, lust, uncleanness, all type of evil things. So
mm-hmm.
it goes to show that we can't be thinking the way we used to think, but we know these thoughts are going to constantly keep coming up.
Exactly.
And we know through the scriptures where these thoughts are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the consequences are if we act on these thoughts. So obviously we got to keep our minds focusing on the righteous things. Renew our minds to think righteous things and not to think of the old wicked things. It's just a constant everyday battle that we know we have to keep doing.
Exactly. Let's go to Colossians 3 real quick.
Okay.
You
want to hold this or?
No, we can move on from that.
Okay.
Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. And read verse 10.
Okay. Colossians 3 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
So this is a hot scripture. We use this scripture so much, but there's a lot of people out there that don't really understand what the true image is. So that's why it's so important that, you know, they focus on the outward appearance of a man. They always focus on that. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Just like when they painted Christ, so-called painted Christ, the imposter of Christ, because that was not Christ.
Yeah.
But there was an image of Christ. According to this world, they got a white man set up, all right, with blonde hair, whatever. And then you got other people, other Israelite sets and groups out here that got images of a black Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they focus on that image. And he's a black man, which, okay, according to the Bible, that is true. He was a dark-skinned man,
mm-hmm.
all right? But that's not the image we're focused on, brother.
Exactly.
Are we? We're not focused on that. Because the true image that we're focused on and have put on the new man, which is renewed, like you said. You had a different way of thinking. You was thinking of fornication. You was thinking of robbery. You was thinking of stealing, grudging, you know what I'm saying, having hatred in your heart. So that's the mind you used to have. But now you're renewed in what? What are you renewed in now? In the knowledge after the image of him that created you, right?
So that's a spiritual mm-hmm. image.
That's right. Exactly.
Because it's talking about knowledge. Knowledge exactly. ain't something that you can see.
Exactly. So you're reading it from where? The Bible. And that's how you become Christ-like. That's how come you become the image of him that created you. Christ created us. And we're going to only have that image if we follow what's in these scriptures. Okay? So when we stop committing fornication, that's the image. Okay, when we stop serving idolatry, that's the image. When we stop having hatred and grudging and committing all kind of acts of fornication, that's the image. So a lot of people out here are not focused on a true spiritual image, but they're focused on the carnal outside image of someone's body.
Mm-hmm.
Which, come on, man, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not rolling in the right spirit, we're going to be hit and we're going to be put to death.
Mm-hmm. That's why the scriptures talk about a Jew's not one outwardly,
exactly.
but inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Titus, and then when I go to Titus after that, if you guys want to follow a couple of scriptures,
mm-hmm.
you can do that.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Titus chapter 1, and let's read verse 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got it. Titus chapter 1,
mm-hmm.
verses 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Unto the pure, all things are pure.
So this is important. What makes us pure? Yeah, what was that? It came up.
They should still be able to hear us.
Oh, just in case.
Okay, what did you say? What makes us pure?
Yeah, what makes us pure? Let's read that one more time, just in case.
Titus 1, starting at 15. Mm-hmm. Unto the pure, all things are pure.
Yeah, so when I told you to stop there, mm-hmm. what would make us pure?
What makes us pure is the laws and testimonies of Christ.
Mm-hmm. So that keeps us pure, according to the scriptures, right? What we just read, the image of Christ. We just read that. We read that the knowledge is what makes us pure. To be renewed in the spiritual mind, which is Christ's mind, after the mm-hmm. image of what? The knowledge that's in Christ, the spirit mm-hmm. that's on Christ. So now that's in us, because Christ is supposed to be in us. That's what's going to make us pure, okay? Mm-hmm. So read on.
Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Check that out. Right back to the mind again. So it's letting you know, what would make your mind defiled and unbelieving? Because that's going to make you not pure, right?
Yeah.
So defiled means you have an unclean mind.
Yeah, but and that's going to make you do biological progression is going to make you do unclean, sinful acts.
Exactly.
And that's, it completes your defilation, if that's a word. You know, but that's how you are. You know, just like the scripture in Revelation says, if you're going to stay filthy, if you want to be filthy, stay filthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's what it is, and it's that wicked, unclean, unnatural, according to the Word of God, thoughts.
Exactly. So, what about unbelieving?
Unbelieving is having a no faith.
Exactly. So, when you look at Romans 10:17, mm-hmm. it says, "So then, faith coming by hearing, mm-hmm. and hearing by the Word of God."
Yeah.
So your faith is supposed to be on this Bible.
Exactly.
But unbelieving means you don't believe in this Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're impure. That's what's going to make you defiled. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They don't have no damn conscience. They don't have no conscience when they're selling drugs to their people. They don't have no conscience when they're killing their people. They don't have no conscience when they cheat on their wife. They don't have no conscience when they're doing all these things and serving idolatry and all these, they don't have no conscience. So their mind is not pure, and they're someone that has no faith. So let's read verse 16.
They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate.
So this scripture is beautiful because They gotta understand that they profess that they know God, because a lot of people think they do know God.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to these churches and they say hallelujah and all that. They hold hands, speak in tongues, and they do all these things, but you really don't know God. And why don't you know God? Because you're not reading these scriptures. You believe in what your pastor says. You believe in what your grandmama said, and all these different people, because they're not really learning the scriptures. They're learning from people. And then, and those people are getting what? Demons on them to teach the wrong thing, because it's these spiritual powers that's coming from Satan, and this is the doctrine that's being taught to you. Because if you read the Bible, you're going to realize you're not pure, because you're not following the knowledge of Christ. You don't have the image of Christ, but you have the image of an imposter, because Satan himself could transform into the angel of light and appear to be Christ. So you're following a lot of things that got Christ's name up there, but it's not so. It's not the true power of God. So they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. Because in works you do deny him. All right? Mm. In works you do deny him. You say, Lord, Lord, you go to Sunday class, you go to Bible class on Tuesday, you go to Sunday worship, then you go back to Bible class again on Friday, then you know what I mean? Then now you go to prayer services on Thursday. You're doing all these different things. But you deny him in your works, though.
Mm-hmm.
You still committing fornication. You still serving idolatry. You still grudging. You don't know God. And being abominable and disobedient unto every good work reprobate, because you're void of judgment. You don't have the true knowledge of how to follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got a couple, two quick scriptures I'm hitting Isaiah.
Okay.
Isaiah 59. Read verse 7 and 8 real quick.
59?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7. You want to start at 6?
No, I'm sorry, 7.
Okay. Verse 7. Isaiah 59, verse 7. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not.
All right. So you look at somebody that's out there doing all type of wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
The way of peace they know not, because their thoughts is only thoughts of wickedness. The way of peace is talking about the ways of the scriptures, because when the Most High give us commandments, the commandments is to keep peace. Mm-hmm. The commandments is to bring peace.
Exactly.
That's why the kingdom is going to be a place of peace, because the commandments of God are going to be kept. So when it says the way of peace, they know not, because they're not listening to the scriptures. They're not listening to the commandments of the Most High. All right, read on.
The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their
goings. In their goings, because the judgment that we're supposed to have in our goings, like the scriptures say in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, that the words are supposed to be faultlets between our eyes. So our goings are supposed to be judged. There's supposed to be judgment in our goings. Our goings and what we're doing and our thoughts is supposed to be judged according to the words of the Most High. All right, we don't?
They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace.
So whosoever go in those paths that the wicked are going in, they shall not know peace. And that's the thing, a lot of things in this world, a lot of people think, you know, they're given to their own thoughts, but they don't realize that the thoughts and the things they're given into are contrary to the ways of the Most High and contrary to the scriptures. That's why, matter of fact, before we read the other one I had in Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
This is in Isaiah also. Go to 65 and read verse 2 for me. And then I want to read one more.
Okay.
65 verse 2.
Isaiah chapter 65 verse 2. I have spread out my hands all the day into a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts.
So the scriptures are telling us that walking in our own thoughts is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So it says they walk it in a way which is not good. And when he said he stretched forth his hands to them, he was telling them to return back to his word.
Exactly.
Because as we said before, when you're going into your own thoughts, you're giving into the prince of the power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving into Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thoughts that's coming in your mind is contrary to God. The scriptures tell us that all throughout the scriptures. Even in Genesis, we didn't read it, but Genesis 6 chapter, when it talks about that when Most High decided to destroy the earth, he said, because the thoughts, the imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was evil continually.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because they're given in to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, from there, go to 55. I don't know, you had a couple of scriptures, brother?
Oh, no, go ahead. You're doing good, bro.
Isaiah 55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read 6 and 7, and then I'm going to...
All right. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
So this is the time, you know, for us to call upon the Most High, to repent from our evil ways, and to follow his word.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
So check that out. It says, mm-hmm. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Because the reason why he is wicked is because he's not following God, and his thoughts is contrary to God. Mm-hmm. So the Most High said, let him forsake these thoughts. Let him forsake your own personal thoughts, what I think mm-hmm. and I feel. If it's not being guided by the scriptures, the Most High is telling you to forsake that. Because your own thoughts, as we read in Isaiah 65 and 2, is evil. And it's making a separation between you and God. That's in Isaiah 65 and 1. We didn't start at 1, but that's what it said. That there was a breach there because you are not following the Most High. So he's saying that he will have mercy and he will abundantly pardon you if you forsake your thoughts and you begin to follow him, which is another word for that is repentance.
Exactly.
You know, that's exactly. The word for it. Repent and follow the Most High, and he will have mercy on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got another scripture, bro?
No, I just was going to look for something. Mm-hmm. You want to bring out something, Brian?
No, I'm good, man. Y'all brothers, man, brought out some excellent points. And, you know, I can't say it better than y'all was saying.
Well, we're just going to end it with this one scripture then while we sign off. 2 Peter 3. Second Peter 3, and we're just going to read verse 9. So a lot of people, Lord, as well, you'll take heed to some of the things we brought out, and you'll examine the scriptures for yourself, because it's your soul that is on the line right now. We always talk about insurance, how people take out insurance, life insurance, car insurance, all different forms of insurance, house insurance. The true insurance that we should be taking is these scriptures. And guess what? It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to study it, and you got to apply it to your life, man. All right? And this is how we're going to enter into the kingdom of God. So 2 Peter 3 and 9, let's read that.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Because he's coming, people. The Lord is coming. So a lot of people might think, oh, Christ ain't coming back. The Lord ain't coming. Matter of fact, I don't even believe in the Lord. I'ma still sell drugs. I'ma still serve idolatry. I'ma still cheat on my wife. I'm still gonna abuse my kids. I'm going to neglect my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't think that you're gonna be judged for that? You will be judged because he is coming. The day is coming. Mm-hmm.
And basically, they're gonna go after their own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward.
Stop there, because, like I said, he's coming. Men, they say they coming, and they don't show up. Christ don't think like that. He doesn't.
Yep.
What he say, he's going to do, so he's going to show up. Also, the long-suffering has given us enough time to repent, and this is why this is the message that's going out today. Study and find out is what religion you serving now. Is that idolatry? Because your soul is on the line. He's coming, people. Repent. If you don't know nothing about God, it's your time now to read that Bible and repent. Study it, because your soul is on the line. You know?
Not willing that any should perish,
mm-hmm.
but that all should come to repentance.
Because, believe it or not, those that don't want to follow this Bible, you're going to perish. Death is waiting at your door. All right? But he don't want you to die, is what the scripture just says. He does not want you to die. He wants you to become the image of him that created us. That means we got to have the image of Christ. I mean, we have to have that knowledge, that spirit that's on Christ, have to be on us, so we don't perish.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, people, please, we beg you, it's urgent that you study these scriptures, you pray to the Most High God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we pray for ourselves to overcome all those spirits that's on us that's sitting here teaching these scriptures today. We pray that God has mercy on us as well as you.
All right. I'm giving all praises to the Most High and Christ for the understanding.
All praise.
For the brother of bond being able to come down and be with us to do this class, giving all praises.
Thanks and all praises to the Most High through Christ.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.
May the Most High and Christ bless you and increase the fruits of your righteousness. All right. Shalom.
If you would like to contact us or learn more about the Body of Christ Church, you may do so by calling, emailing, or by visiting our website. Our telephone number is 1-877-871-1712. Our email address is bodyofchrist@ureach.com. Ureach is the letter U, followed by the word reach. So that's bodyofchrist@ureach.com. Our website, thedocc.com, contains our telephone number and email address, as well as audio and video biblical lessons and other information geared toward edification in repentance and good works. Again, our website address is thedocc.com, so please feel free to connect with us today.